You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Good morning, Snow FM breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan waking you up. 4 minutes past six. It is early.
Good morning, Simo. I thought I would kick off today's show by giving you a bit of a conundrum.
Oh, yeah?
Are you ready for this?
Oh, is it a riddle?
No, well, it's not. I was chatting about this to a couple of people in the office yesterday, and we couldn't work out the answer, so I want to get your thoughts.
Okay.
Do you reckon celebrities have social media pages?
Well, that's an intriguing question. So
now, what I mean is not like, you know, so we'll take Justin Bieber, for example. He's got an Instagram page and a Facebook page, which is followed by millions of people. But do they have, like, their own personal page, which is just, like, maybe them and school friends and, you know, their actual friends?
You reckon they've got the handler taking care of the big 2 million one?
Well, I mean, you know, they do have social media people who can look at, take care of them. And do you reckon they just have their own...
I don't think so.
You can say no. It's a weird one.
Because once they get to that stage, I don't think... Do they have any real friends?
Well, surely, Pete, you've got school friends and all this sort of stuff. And,
yeah.
Like, family.
I guess, I think once you get to that stage, you just call your real friends and let all of the other people just follow you around, I guess.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bad guy. Justin Bieber, Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is probably too young for a Facebook page still. How old is she? Like, 17?
And still on parental control.
Something like that.
Snow FM breakfast kicking it off this morning. 5 minutes past.
Wait, shoot.
You can lean on me. Illy and Robinson, Lean On Me on Snow FM breakfast. 21 minutes past six for your midweek. Happy Wednesday. And Jordan, let me paint a picture for you.
Okay, I mean, we work in a very audio media, so I don't think painting a picture would work.
But... with my words.
Oh, I see. I was wondering why the easel was over there.
Never before have I... I reckon I've heard the word easel in years.
So glad I remembered what it was as well.
That's points to you.
Thank you.
So you've been locked up for, let's say, 2, 3, 4 years?
Can I ask what I did? Did I perhaps steal some easels?
Yeah. So you...
Okay.
You stole some easels that no one was supposed to...
You said easel so much now. No. It's kind of a weird word to say so much.
No one was supposed to know that there were...
Do you reckon at the easel factory there's like an alarm going off that people are talking about easels so much? Do you know what an easel is? It's one of those things when you're painting, it's like the frame that you put your painting on and it kind of holds it up for you.
Yeah. So basically you've stolen a whole bunch of them.
Easels.
People didn't know that they were...
valuable.
Anyway, and you're doing a bit of time. What celebrity comes to visit you? Which one would you prefer?
I would go for Arnold Schwarzenegger in the hope he can bust me out of there.
Right on.
Or one of those other superheroes. Perhaps Hugh Jackman dressed up as Wolverine. That would be pretty scary.
So you've gone the superhero kind of pathway. The Terminator. Not a bad choice, if
Thank
I'm honest.
You.
How about Pamela Anderson?
Not sure about her skills to be able to bust someone out of prison.
Yeah, not sure about the resume, the CV.
I mean, if I was drowning,
because
she was obviously on Baywatch, if I was drowning, I would take that.
That's
exactly
who you're going to call.
Yeah, I mean, or the people of Bondi Rescue, either or.
Well, I thought this was a bit weird. It's been reported just 5 hours ago, but it turns out this has happened before. Pamela keeps on writing letters to Prime Minister Mr. ScoMo.
Okay.
About intervening in Mr. Julian Assange's, you know, the guy that got locked up over there in...
Oh, yeah, Julian Assange, that's still going.
Yeah, it's still, he's still...
He's kind of everyone's sort of forgotten about
him. Yeah, so he's still facing a prison sentence upon being proven guilty in his particular case, 175 years with potentially only visits from Pamela, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's one of those things. You'd go for Arnold Schwarzenegger to come and break you out, or that would be your one celebrity visit?
I would go for Arnie.
I'm thinking also, you know, maybe with all of the other secret kind of whistleblowers out there. What was the other one? Snowden? Is he in Russia or something?
Oh, you're asking the wrong person.
So I think he is. So maybe all the Baywatch people should come out of retirement.
What, the Hoff goes and rescues Snowden?
The Hoff goes after Snowden in Russia. All I'm saying is angle for a movie there.
Can you name any other Baywatch actors or actresses?
Oh, well, Zac Efron was in the...
Oh, he was in the new, but that was a rubbish one. I'm talking the original.
You're a purist.
Exactly.
When it comes to Baywatch.
Can't be the original.
It's Post Malone this morning, rather. Easel. As easy as you like.
That was terrible.
Painting a picture.
Play the song, Simo.
Painting a picture this morning. Circles. It's Snow FM at breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. Mark Ronson, Miley Cyrus, Nothing Breaks Like a Heart. We are talking hearts this morning on Snow FM at breakfast. You got to be careful with them, Jordan.
Well, like, as in preparing them, like to cook, to eat.
No, no, hearts, the love, the, you know.
Oh, I thought you were making, like, haggis or something.
No.
That's made out of sheep heart, isn't it?
No, 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 no. We're not, we don't have any kind of expertise in that at all.
Yes, nor do we have in the other area that you're about to discuss.
Speak for yourself. Gillian, 23 years of age, she's taken to Twitter to spill a couple of moments that happened to her recently.
Mm-hmm.
All right, apparently she approached a hot stranger.
Oh, that's weird. I don't remember her approaching me.
All right, so only for the guy, whose name is Derek. Good one, Derek. To later reject her via text. Now,
okay, firstly.
Yes.
So she's 23. We're assuming this guy's also 23 or around that age.
Correct.
Derek's a bit of a weird name for a younger person, is it not?
Derek?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I know a Derek, if I'm honest.
Do you? I don't think I do either.
So if there's a Derek out there this morning, 64-572-977, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Because apparently, I mean, you've at least got a namesake who's a hot stranger.
Exactly.
Gillian, I mean, first and foremost, well done, Gillian, for making the approach. That's tough work out there, Jordan. Mm-hmm. So well done, Gillian.
Tick.
Right. Now, the text that came through in the form of the rejection from Derek goes a little like this. Hey, this is Derek. I wanted to say I respect your confidence to be able to come up to me and give me your number. You are very pretty. All right, he started strong there. A couple of exclamation marks involved.
Yeah, but there's always, you know, when you see those texts, you kind of got there's always a but coming.
There's no emojis involved either.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
All right, so it goes, you are very pretty, 2 exclamation marks. Unfortunately, I am gay. So she's made a bit of an approach there.
Oh, I see.
A
little bit of an error.
Yeah. Miscued it, like in sports.
You know, just if we're doing an AFL reference, she was going for the goal and just got it behind.
Yeah, that's it. She's kicked that nearly out of bounds on the full.
Yeah.
But it's been saved right on the boundary line.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I am gay, but I have an identical twin and he's straight.
Oh,
how good!
Yes!
Brilliant. So that's some strong wingmaning there from the gay identical twin brother.
Mm-hmm.
We are very much in favour of absolutely everyone finding love this Christmas.
Exactly.
That is absolutely spectacular.
So how did it go?
People are waiting for updates with bated breath.
So we don't have an update yet.
We have her response, which was like, oh my, honestly, yes, that works. So there's obviously, you know, the physicalness is there. She's never met the guy that she's going to go out with, but she's got a bit of an idea of what he might look like.
Seriously, this should be a movie. Like, this would be the perfect Christmas movie.
Dear, yeah. Added, what, special features of Love Actually when you sit down and watch that?
Yeah, throw in that as well.
Yeah, why not? Shawn Mendes now, a man with arms, I'm sure.
Sorry. Shawn Mendes.
A man with arms?
A man with arms.
Haven't you noticed he never, ever wears long sleeves?
Oh, I was going to say, haven't you noticed he's got arms? I'm like, yes, I have.
This is Nervous. Make the approaches this Christmas. Snow FM. I saw you on a Sunday. That's perfect to me. Anne-Marie, perfect to me on Snow FM, breakfast and 24 past 7, talking cars this morning.
Yes, and we're talking automobiles and more specifically what we put in them because they do have a habit.
I'm unleaded.
Okay, yes, petrol, that is one thing, good point, that is one thing that needs to go in it.
Mm.
But I was thinking more rubbish because, like, I know for a fact you have a habit, I have this habit too, of just putting something in your car thinking I'll get to that later and then you never do and then it just collects up and becomes rubbish.
Not even, I just put crap everywhere.
Like, in the cup holders in my car, I've got various vouchers. Like, I was looking the other day.
Mm.
I've got various vouchers that some are expired, some aren't. I've got other miscellaneous bits of paper. I've got a lollipop. No idea where that came from. Plus a couple of other things.
Yeah, that's nowhere near as bad as what I'm cranking.
And then I turned my attention to the boot of my car, where I had some things which I knew were there because I put them there, like my cricket bag and all my cricket equipment that lives in the back of my car. That's there.
Mm.
But then there was something else. I have no idea where it came from. And it's taking up all of this room in the boot of my car.
Okay, what is it?
It's like a huge... It's bigger than a king-size blanket.
Okay.
It's absolutely huge. I took it out, tried to like unfold it. I couldn't hold it without at least half of it being draped on the floor.
Okay.
And it's like I have no idea where it's come from. And every time I go to put stuff in the boot, I forget that it's there.
Officer, that's not mine.
Because it's quite big. Because it takes up a lot of room, but obviously it's a blanket, so you can just squash your stuff in and it's fine.
Okay.
But I was like, it's massive. And I literally have no idea where it came from.
All right.
Like, it's not one of the blankets off my bed because okay. I've got all of them.
Right.
I don't know where. Are you missing a blanket? Did I steal a king size blanket from you?
No, it's not. Again, the boot, blanket. That's
it's
all it
not,
is.
No, there's nothing wrapped up inside okay. the back. Nothing illegal. Okay. No need to call the cops. Nothing like that. It's nothing. But yeah.
Frightening me a little bit.
Also, there's a couple of miscellaneous ski goggles and gloves and that sort of stuff. Cool. I think a ski pole somewhere else.
It is one of those things where but you recently moved as well, so you tend to just like attain things over time.
Well, I think what was about a month and a half, 2 months ago or so, I moved house.
Mm.
So perhaps it's still left over from there. That's what I'm thinking. Then I like to think that I would have perhaps unpacked it.
The greatest thing about kind of attaining things over time is when it comes to the moment of cleaning out the car. Like, I go for months and months and months and just let my car turn to an absolute disreputable mess. So it's, you know, it's got a suitcase of clothes in there at the back, raincoats.
I tell you what, we'll go through what's in the back of your car after the news because I've got an idea for that. But
okay.
Give us a call, 64572977. If you've got anything weird or anything rubbish in your car. And Simo, I have done an elaborate scam this morning.
Oh.
And have managed to secure these.
Oh,
would you
look
like
at that.
To know what these are?
Those are my keys.
These are your keys, yeah. Your car keys. Simo, after the news, I will be out in the car park where your car is.
Right.
And we will be going through your car live to find out what is in your car.
Okay. I don't think there's anything disreputable in there.
Well, right. We will find out after the news. And if there is, that would be amazing for the show. So fingers crossed.
All right, cool. Just be careful with the key because can you see in the heat, like it's melted the... Like,
what key am I looking at? You've so got
the
big, multiple.
The car key.
Oh, the car key. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So just be super careful with it because it's like my last one and it's okay. Also like on its last legs.
So what are you talking about? The heat's melted.
Yeah.
And where's the heat melted at Simo? It was 2 degrees this morning.
I've been places in that vehicle. It's seen things.
Slightly concerned.
Living proof on Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota. That was Camila Cabello, who recently admitted that pineapple on pizza is her favourite, which makes her dead to me, but someone else who will be dead to me if they make even more of a mess of my car is Jordan. Morning, Jordan. You're out there scowling around in the car park. How are you?
How can I make it more of a mess? Like, it's already filthy. Like, there is literally no way of making this a dirtier car.
Yeah, you do make an excellent point. This morning, we're exploring the people that kind of keep a pristine interior of their vehicles. Some people still keep in the new car smell. Jordan's one of those. And this must be, like, torture for you.
Well, Simba, you don't keep your car clean at all in the slightest. At the moment, I haven't even been able to get close to it. I'm still standing about 5 metres or so away from your car.
Not surprised.
I've stolen the keys from you.
Yes.
I am going to return them.
Okay.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought it would be a fun idea to go through kind of all the junk that you keep in your car, kind of live on the show this morning.
Yeah.
Shall we get into it?
Yeah, go for it.
Shall I start walking towards your car?
Yeah. So have all you right. got your hood on? Are you getting a few looks from people just having a morning coffee?
I had to take the hood down.
Someone's probably...
It's cold out here this morning.
Oh, wait.
I had my hood up and I realised how sketchy I look just wearing a hood, just wandering around someone else's car.
I did put a call into police.
So I had to take my hood down.
Mm-hmm. All right. How's the car looking? Are you? Have you got all the keys?
Well, I've got the keys in my hand.
Right.
First thing I noticed is the button to unlock it isn't working.
That's correct. dear. So the central locking works, but just not with the button. So you're going to have to go around to the driver's side.
Oh, no, it worked. I mashed the button.
Oh, there you go. Yep, beautiful. All right, get in there, mate. How you going?
All right. So I'm hopping in the driver's seat now as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that immediately grabs my attention is something that looks very much like an alcoholic drink in the cup holder.
Oh, that's the, what are those?
Oh, it's not, okay.
No.
It's in like a glass bottle.
Yep.
But no, it's some sort of sparkling fruit juice drink.
That's correct.
Nice.
Yep.
Feel free to get me one of those next time.
Mm-hmm.
Directing my attention to the passenger seat.
Mm.
Whoa. My God.
Yeah, there's a bit there.
I mean, I can see 1, 2, 3 empty water bottles.
Yep.
1, 2, 3 four jumpers, a tripod for your camera, a scarf.
Yep.
Some wasabi peas.
Yep.
Is this a signed CD?
What?
There's a CD of Josh Belpario.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, no, definitely check him out.
It says Two Simo, and this is signed as well.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a picture of a man riding a small child's bicycle on the cover. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Looking at the floor, we've got some Uggies, more jumpers as well. All right, should I venture towards the boot? Because you said that was pretty...
Yeah, please leave everything... Just leave everything inside the car. Please don't just sprawl crap out onto the street.
Trust me. I'm not going to steal any of your empty water bottles. All right, guys. I can already see through the window of the boot.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
It's very full in there.
Good luck.
If I open the boot, will everything just fall out?
If you open up the hatch, mate, half a chance you're going to get swallowed by the car. Good luck.
All right, here we go. The boot is slowly opening. Nothing has fallen out. Mm. All right. Okay, Simo, I'm in the boot. I don't even know where to start. You've got a bright pink case.
Yes. So I can spot it at airport.
It's like a shoebox, but it's like double the size and not filled with shoes.
Yeah, the reason I've got a pink suitcase is because, you know, when it goes round the carousel at airports, no one else is going to want to claim that, and you can spot a pink suitcase miles away.
True. Does the goodness of being able to spot it on the carousel perhaps outweigh the fact that you have to walk to and from and around the airport wheeling a giant fluoro pink suitcase?
I'm pretty secure in myself, man.
Fair enough. What have we got? We got, again, more clothes. Do you not have a wardrobe at home?
Nope.
Like, seriously. Like,
nah.
there's just jumpers and shirts, and there's a bit of an odour coming from the boot of the car, if you don't mind me saying.
It's the snowies. You never know when you're going to need more clothes.
You've got a jacket that says Snow FM on.
Yeah, my Snow FM jacket's down there, yeah.
I've just seen the underwear. Okay, I'm leaving the boot. That's disgusting. Again, more empty water bottles. All right, I'm going to close the boot gently.
I'm just glad you didn't go...
Why do you have underwear in the back of your car, Timo?
Hey, it's just good to have emergency supplies.
All right, so we've had a look at the boot. We've had a look at the front. The back seat, oh, look, no real surprises there. More junk. Although, something I've just noticed.
Hmm.
Your car is filthy, apart from the floor of the back seat, which is remarkably clean. I would eat my breakfast off this.
Yeah, yeah, no, I vacuumed the floors recently, but it kind of, all the other junk just mounds up pretty quick. I'm just glad you didn't go through that bag. You see the bag in the back seat?
I don't want to.
Yeah, no, leave that alone, really. Don't touch that.
I'm just slightly worried.
This is I Like Me Better. It's Lauv, Snow FM, a breakfast. To be young and in love. Heading your way. George Ezra with his Paradise this morning on Snow FM, a breakfast. About to go 8:40 when the workday kicks off, but plenty of time to party on Snow FM breakfast.
Yeah, and so we're talking smartphone addiction. It's a curse that is cursing our youth today.
Yes, definitely.
A school in Indonesia has gone viral because of their attempt to stop students using their smartphone during class and stop them being addicted to their smartphone in after-school hours.
Right.
So all they've done is they have given all the students a chicken.
They've given them a chicken?
Yes.
Okay.
A baby chicken, to be specific. A live baby chicken that they then have to care for, and that way they won't spend as much time on their phone. It strikes me as, I'm not sure if you did this when you were at school. I didn't do this when I was at school.
Right.
But did you ever get given, like, the baby, like, the doll baby, and you had to try and take care of it for, like, a week or something like that?
I didn't have to do that. That was home ec.
I
saw that happening in the grades above me, I was like, not for me.
Oh, yeah, like, me too.
Yeah, no, that's not, I don't need that.
Yeah.
Before I have to cross that bridge when I come to it.
I think I vaguely remember doing that. But I think we were only in like groups of three or four. Jeez. And we only did it for like a lesson. So after half an hour, he gave the baby back.
It is a bit weird, isn't it?
It's a weird one. And yeah. If, but like I say, like I think older years did it for like a week. And yeah. I can remember just walking into school and just there's this kid like 3 or 4 years older than me in front of me. And he's just got this baby just wedged in his backpack, just legs and arms just sticking out. Like a doll baby, not a real baby.
And then, of course, and then you always get the kind of the 17-year-old, whoever it may be, there's the maternal instincts that do hit some people when it's happening, and then they pride themselves on how well they've taken care of this plastic thing.
Yeah. It's a weird thing to do, but thankfully I
my plastic model baby doesn't cry at all because I take good care of it.
Oh, and I took the batteries out.
Yeah, because I turned it off.
Very clever way. but we are talking about ways to conquer smartphone addiction. During news just before, we both had a look at our screen time, I think it's called, of our phones. So how much we use our phone on any given day.
We've done it along with the target market, 16 years of age, Sienna on work experience. Are you confident that you have less screen time than I do?
Maybe.
All right. She's on the maybe train there, Jordan.
All right. Well, should we do the results?
Okay, here we go. Time?
Simo, do you want to say your results first? We've all got our phones in the studio. We're kind of cradling them close to our chest so no one can see it.
You go first.
Okay, who wants to go first? Am I going first?
Because I'll definitely take the cake on the way out, I reckon.
Okay, I'll go first then. So my screen time. Look, I'm not going to say this is right. I think I've broken screen time.
Because?
Because it says that I've used my phone for a grand total of 24 seconds today, which is wrong. And it also says in the last 7 days, I haven't used it at all.
If you ever.
So I think I've messed up screen time somewhere here, or maybe I've used my phone so much screen time's like, I can't keep track of all this.
If there was ever evidence that Jordan's a liar, then this is it.
No, look, okay, well, it's gone up to 41 seconds now because we've been talking about it. But so technically, I use my phone the least according to the official source, which is Screen Time. So technically I win.
You're an addict.
You guys can talk about this later on. I'm going out to scroll Instagram.
All right, Sienna, it's you versus me. What are you cranking over there?
Well, is it the today or the...
Or give us any stat, any kind of stat that you like.
Oh, okay.
Well, go today.
Today I've used it 24 minutes.
24 minutes today. All right, so...
Simo, can you beat that?
This morning... Probably not, but on average, right? I am huge on the average. You ready for this? All right. So it's average daily screen time of 4 hours and 41 minutes.
Sienna, what's your daily screen time? Can you beat that?
4 hours and 14 minutes.
Oh!
Close.
I've absolutely, I've gone more than a 16-year-old school student.
Congratulations. Is this a proud moment of your life?
Oh, a little bit. Do you want to know which app is causing me the most grief with this particular statistic?
Is it a dating app?
No.
It probably is. It's not Tinder, isn't it?
It's not. It's the Clock app.
Also known as Tinder.
No, it's the Clock app because that's
Simo,
how many...
Simo, get off Tinder, we're doing a radio show.
Because of how many times I hit the snooze button in the mornings.
Oh, yeah, that can be an issue.
Do it for a solid hour at, like, 4 a.m. Hey, Ma, look, I made it. Panic at the Disco taken out. Yes, no FM at breakfast. Thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota, we are done and dusted.
Simo, have you ever been at a disco where there has been a bit of a panic?
No, I think the discos that I've been to have either been silent or they've been acceptable.
Silent discos are weird.
Yeah?
Like, can we just, like, I know we have to go.
They've got a bit of a resurgence, actually.
I remember, like, when was it, a couple of months ago, I was walking through the middle of Sydney, like the town centre.
Yeah.
And there's a silent disco happening. And, like, if you don't know what a silent disco is, everyone's got headphones on and then they've got 3 or 4 channels so you can kind of flick between the music.
Yeah.
But only you can hear the music and it's not like everyone else can.
That's right.
So if you're just walking past, you'd just seen a group of maybe 50 strangers with headphones on, dancing and just jumping around like crazy. It's a very weird specimen.
It's really good when they start singing as well.
Oh, yeah. It was at that moment I was walking past a silent disco. I thought, you know what? If aliens land now and ask what's this happening here, what's going on, I probably wouldn't be able to explain.
Yeah, that's fair enough as well. So you did mention the channels as well because they can all be listening to different music at the same silent disco. So that's what the best part about the singing aspect is.
They're
is
because singing different songs.
You've got just like this noise just of different amalgamations of pop songs happening.
Someone singing Taylor Swift, someone singing Panic! At the Disco, some weirdo listening to James Blunt at
That's
the disco.
Right. And someone surely getting amongst this one. Wolf Mothers, Joker and the Thief. That is a little over 10 minutes away.
I mean, if they were singing it, they would struggle with the intro.
Not a heck of a lot of lyrics.
But then people could just think you want a banana and you're asking very weird. But let's get out of here.
We're out of here. We'll catch you tomorrow.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember,
Don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.